Patreon.com/ToteRecall.
Just like maybe one more letter or something. It's tough. Anyway.
What's the problem?
The name of the website?
Yes.
Is this recording right now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hey, guys. I don't know if you heard Dan complaining about the website we're about to tell you to go to. But did you know that we have a Patreon account and that if you contributed to that Patreon account, you get awesome bonus content that is exclusive to Patreon.com patrons?
Whoa.
You can get... I don't know, a weird game we play where Joe Prado just like talks a lot about movies. That's always fun. There's one audio file where Molly tries to order a pizza on microphone and basically has a breakdown. Yeah. It's amazing. If you contribute even $1 a month, you can have access to all of this ridiculous fun that we're having without you.
FOMO.
Ooh, hard FOMO. Patreon.com/ToteRecall. That's the ticket.
Totes Recall.
Welcome to Totes Recall, the podcast about movies we don't remember well.
Yeah.
And where we talk about how we don't remember them, then eat three pizzas.
First of all, we two salads,
cheesy bread.
We don't eat any of this food on air.
No.
While we watch the movie off air.
Yes.
And yeah, today it's three pizzas, two salads.
Yes, because it's our anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Us.
Happy totes-iversary.
Happy totes-iversary.
It's been 4 years.
You were doing so well.
Yeah.
You were doing well.
Words just didn't come to my mouth fast enough.
So we got an anniversary bonus pizza as a gift to ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, and a pizza cake or pizza ice.
We got
pizza
cake.
We got four pizzas.
Oh, that's right.
Our
treats a pizza.
Ooh, dessert. Don't say that. That's trademarked, and they're not sponsored.
Oh,
Grazie pizza.
From DairyCon.
Yes. Yes. We ordered special from one of the knockoff American franchises that you find in places like Iran, I think. I'll have to look it up. It happens.
But this
then
is a
we
podcast.
Okay. Come back and talk about the movie again.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yay.
My name is Dan.
I'm Molly.
I'm also Dan.
And I'm Beth.
And this episode is A League of Their Own.
Oh.
Because of the Venn diagram of Gina Davis being referenced in episode one.
Whoa.
And how much we liked Big.
Whoa.
Which has Tom Hanks, I think.
That sounds right.
That's how we got to this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, some background on this.
Yeah.
So for our first episode, we watched the movie
Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin.
Oh.
For our...
No, Batman Forever.
Batman Forever.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, boy.
Shut up, nerds.
Shut up, our show nerds. Okay.
So don't shut up. Please engage with us.
Yeah. At Totes Recall.
For our one-year anniversary, we watched Total Recall, our namesake.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
For our two-year anniversary, we watched Total Recall, the remake.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then for our three-year anniversary, we developed the Anna Venn diagram, which was a combination of Batman and Robin. Mm-hmm. No, Batman Forever, which was the first one we ever watched, and then Total Recall, which was our
first anniversary.
So the combination there was Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's the Anna Venn diagram.
Yeah.
Yes.
Batman
background done. Batman and Robin equals minus.
Yes.
How does math work?
Great.
Okay, it goes backwards.
So this is this year's Venn diagram.
Yes, Anna Venn-sari diagram.
I am so excited for this movie.
Great.
I will say that off the bat.
Wow.
Ah! Oh.
Off the Batman Robin.
Oh.
No.
Oh, I think also bad.
That was in it.
Oh, yeah.
No, that was part of the
diagram.
Really?
Yeah, no, you came up with that part.
I did?
You really did.
Oh,
yep.
Boy. I apologize to myself.
But here's the reason when I think of this movie, mm-hmm. I think about sisterhood.
Okay.
Because the two times that I've seen this movie, I have bawled at the scene where two sisters reconcile, or when they have a fight and they reconcile later. Like, ooh, I get a little emotional just thinking about it because I love my sister so much. And it just hits.
Did you guys have
points.
A fight when you were in rival baseball teams?
Oh, softball, yes.
Oh, cool. Wait, were you actually on rival softball teams?
No.
Oh.
No.
That would have been awesome.
But yeah, I don't know. I think it gets to something about that. And I think that it's not Tom Cruise. Tom Hanks. Mm-hmm. Is a delight, as are Gina Davis and the entire cast, although I think Madonna struggles a little bit.
Well, you know. She's not like an actor by trade. She's sort of an actor by...
Oh, but she and Rosie O'Donnell became best friends from this movie.
What?
For a while.
That was real?
For a hot minute. Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
That seems correct.
Okay.
I don't know where that came from.
I mean, Molly's
that just
bet.
Like, popped into my brain. Molly's bet. Rosie O'Donnell and Madonna became friends for some period of time immediately following this movie. We're like seeing it premieres.
But are they not? Have they gone their separate ways?
I don't know. I just think it was one of those, like, you know how friendships sometimes burn bright and then they dissipate versus some friendships burn and build over a long period of time?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure this is more like the first. Oh, but I don't know. No, I don't mean it in a bad way. Just a lot happens
a
in both
of
these people's lives.
Yes.
To own.
What?
A League of Two's own.
Yeah, a League of Two's own.
Was
of
their friendship. Own? But then
they
the
need
war
a sequel
ended.
To come back.
Then the war ended, so men came back, and they could be friends with men again.
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
I don't know if the metaphor stretches that far.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, but there's a lot of really sad moments in this movie.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are sad moments
are there?
That I can
are
think
there?
Of.
I don't,
do
this is what I remember about the movie. There's no crying in baseball.
Right.
Yep.
Tom Hanks quote.
Yeah.
Memorable.
So don't cry because it's sad.
DVDs.
Probably
DVDs.
DVDs
yep.
Moment.
Yeah.
Yep.
Someone must be crying. Oh, someone's like struggling in the outfield.
Okay.
All right.
Madonna maybe. Like, I got it. I got it. Classic softball, baseball moment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's not
wait.
Madonna.
Two
Do
people
you...
run into each other.
Oh, are you just are you talking about Angels in the Outfield?
Maybe.
And I need to ask you a question. Do you think that they're playing baseball or softball?
Baseball.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the men have gone to war.
Right.
World War
II?
Oh,
my
God.
Oh,
yes.
God,
yes.
Yes.
Good job. Good job.
There's been two World Wars.
Yeah, but this movie definitely doesn't take place during World War I.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
So now we need to see baseball.
Yeah.
What if women played baseball? Someone
crazy.
Someone thinks it's a terrible idea.
A lot of people do, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the peaches?
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Probably they're peaches, right?
Yeah, sure.
That's it. I mean, presumably they win.
Win what?
What do they win?
The World Series?
Okay.
All right.
Are they a Major League Baseball team? No, not if they're the peaches.
I mean, what? Hold on.
No one would ever name
there,
a major baseball team something stupid.
Was there
stupid.
Even a major league at that point?
In
or was
World
it still,
War II?
Was it still just regional?
God, I have no idea.
Baseball heads, tweet at us.
Yeah.
But also, like,
but
first,
also shut up.
Well, probably cool it for now. Give it a couple days, then tweet at us when you're not just like, oh, you don't know anything about America's pastime. The greatest, you know, and then start throwing out statistics at us. And then I have to like pull out like a novel that's just numbers. I tried to get into baseball in college because all my friends were into it. And it's just, oh, God.
Beth's bet, Major League Baseball existed during this time.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's my bet.
Okay. So wait, I have a memory that may inform this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Lucas was the general manager of the Braves, the Atlanta Braves, in the 70s.
Okay.
And if I'm remembering correctly, he was largely credited with coming up with a farm system.
Okay.
Where you bring up players through the minor league, cultivate them, bring players up to the majors, or put them back down to the minors. So based on this little piece of information, I'm going to bet that minor leagues did not exist until after World War II.
Oh.
And maybe as late as the 70s.
Hmm.
So this is Major League Baseball?
I mean, this is the only baseball there was.
Yeah.
Regional or
regular.
Like, before there was diet soda, there was only soda.
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm asking. Like, I don't think there's ever
why
a situation.
Why does Dan continue to look confused?
I don't know.
Because I don't know what kind of baseball they're playing. Beth says there was Major League Baseball.
I think.
And then Molly counterbetted.
Yeah.
Because, like,
well, you were saying minor league didn't exist.
When did Babe Ruth play?
Yeah.
Well, but what? There was just one thing. There were not two things. So a major cannot be until a minor. It's like there is lightness without darkness.
So what? Okay. What was the professional? I bet a professional baseball league existed. A professional.
Paid, paid league.
What do we think that was called at that time?
But see, that's what I'm asking. That's all I was asking. Is it whether there was a national professional league or not? I don't care what it's called.
I believe there was.
Okay, great.
So they're playing that.
But they have to play each other, though. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Then they are going to the World Series.
I think they have.
But I mean, I don't think
they
call it that. I think they're just kind of like, hey.
There had to be a World Series.
There's like
though.
A championship.
There's definitely a championship game.
This whole movie is just like some guy, I think it's Gary Marshall, just like, hey, I'm a capitalist. What if we just kept making money with women playing baseball? That's like his whole thing.
Oh, I thought you meant as a director.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, he plays the part in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what happens, right? Mm-hmm. All the men go to war. Yeah. They need somebody to play baseball. And they're like, what if we had women play baseball and they wore short skirts and also were entertaining to watch?
Yeah.
And so women
it's
get
like
a
Foxy
brief,
boxing.
Yeah.
A brief moment of empowerment and agency and getting to pursue their dreams.
Yes.
And it's taken away from them.
Oh, no. It ends with the men coming home and they're like, get out of here.
You know how World War II ended.
I know how the war ended. I just don't know how the movie ends.
Oh.
I think the movie opens and ends on a reunion.
Mm.
Oh, they're like,
oh, old? That reunion is a killer.
They're like, remember when we played baseball? Are they like in a cemetery? Is it like a?
I don't think it's
like Saving Private Ryan.
I don't think it's like Saving Private Ryan.
Matt Diamond's crying.
Matt Diamond.
What are you even?
That's Matt Damon's brother who plays baseball.
Yeah,
Matt Diamond.
Or Peter Diamond's brother.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes.
Peter Diamond's son, who is Matt Damon's cousin.
Matt Rink, who plays
Diamond.
Hockey.
Yep.
Yeah, got it.
Funeral arranger.
Ooh. Jesus.
Wow. No, it does not take place at a cemetery.
No, but there is the specter of death at the end of the movie for sure.
Oh, someone got cancer?
Something like that. I mean, there's like certainly like any movie that takes place in World War II, but then it's like now we cut to modern times. There's going to be at least one character who's like, oh, they're gone now. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Kit? Is Kit dead?
Who's Kit?
The younger sister.
Oh, no, really?
Or Gina Davis.
I think Gina Davis is in the last scene. I'm getting chills just thinking about this.
There is definitely a scene. Here's a cry moment. I'm almost positive that there's a scene where one of the women's husband is dead
when they get like
in
they
war.
Get the flag
and they,
and
yeah,
the,
they come into the locker room and she like gets the letter in the locker room.
Rough.
Yeah.
Rough.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a part where they go out to like a nightclub and go dancing and eat food or something.
Okay.
That sounds like something to do.
Yeah. There's the sisters get into a fight.
Mm-hmm.
So
and they join a different team. That's like a yellow.
She gets transferred
Kit
to Racine.
Wearing like a yellow
she transfers
Racine.
Herself. Yes.
Yeah.
Racine, Wisconsin.
She the catcher.
Yep.
And her sister
is
the pitcher,
Gina
right?
Davis is the catcher and Kit is the pitcher. Because Gina Davis does that split where she catches the ball in the air for the papers.
Oh, DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then there's a whole Tom Cruise, Gina Davis storyline.
Tom Hanks.
Damn it. I'm so sorry.
It would be such a different movie if it was Tom Cruise.
It would
my
be
God.
Such a bad movie.
Oh, God.
Tom Hanks. But they have this whole dynamic, and you get to see Tom Hanks's character evolve.
And Tom Hanks can't go to war.
Yeah, why? Right?
Because of his leg?
He's got a bad leg?
Same reason he can't play baseball anymore.
Oh.
And has turned to drink.
He is a cad.
Oh, he's a cad?
Yeah.
He is
we
not
a Tom
nice.
Hanks cad?
It's a Tom Hanks cad.
But he's adorable.
At
he's
one
Tom
point,
Hanks.
He tells an umpire that his hat makes him look like a...
You know what?
Yeah, you know what?
Just what?
Buster Brown's upstairs neighbor.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What are we doing? We have an explicit tag because of me. Just say it.
Dick.
Thank you. Wait, what? His hat?
Yeah.
What kind of hat is he wearing?
An umpire's hat.
Isn't that just
it's
a regular
rounded
baseball
on the top.
Hat?
I don't think that it has a bill on it.
Oh, okay, sure. It's just like a little cap thing.
Is it like padded? Is it like
a question.
Hat? Does it have like a no?
Go ahead.
A line down the middle? I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
It's a real
Molly!
Veiny hat? Is that what you're asking?
No. Yikes.
I'm so sorry.
Dan's bet. Tommy Hanks was, he was in jail.
Well.
Or like in a sanatorium or something.
What?
Oh, like, because of his drinking?
There's a joke at the beginning when he's when Gary Marshall, whoever's like, hey, what if you come and coach my fake baseball? There's some joke about how like, oh, they wouldn't give me.
Real baseball. That's the point.
I was speaking patriarchy. As a character.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just for the record.
All right.
Well, and Tommy Hanks is so gruff and uncooperative and unbelieving in this project at the beginning.
Yeah, he says something about how he couldn't have a sharpened pencil. That's what I was saying. That's why I think he was in jail or in a sanatorium.
Oh. Oh, because he would have killed himself.
There's some joke.
Oh.
There was some joke about how, like, joke. That was air quotes for the listeners about how, like, I think it's like, oh, you didn't write me back or something.
Oh.
Maybe. And he makes some snide CAD comment about, like, oh, they wouldn't give me a sharp pencil or something.
He for sure doesn't make it to the reunion.
Oh, he also dies?
What?
Because he's dead?
Yeah.
Ooh. You ready to feel that? You ready to learn to love CAD Hanks and then find out he's dead?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
They travel around on buses a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, a lot of buses.
Ooh, do we think there is a road signs welcoming you to different cities montage?
Ooh,
I hope so.
Right.
I'm betting. I'm Dan's bet. Road signs welcoming you to different cities.
And the character actors in this movie are amazing.
So good.
Oh, gosh. I don't know her name, but the actress who plays the very rural Iowan, I think.
Yes, she's so good.
Incredible.
I should know her name. She's so good in everything she's in.
We'll find out.
She's like a rough and tumble type?
Yeah, she's super rough and tumble.
Oh, is that the one, though, that where it's like kind of shitty? Because it's like, you know, isn't there one? Because I feel like there's one character where it's like sometimes the humor plays leans too hard and you're just like, oh, she's not very attractive and she's just I don't know. I feel like there's like a weird undertone for one character where it's like, oh, she finally found a man and he's also like not conventionally attractive.
Oh yeah. Probably that happens.
Yeah.
You got very tense, like you were ready to defend whatever it is I was about to say.
Well, I just really like that character, so.
I'm not saying I dislike the character. I'm just saying the movie maybe treats her in a way that's problematic with harsh 2018 eyes.
Probably.
Okay.
Probably. That's fine.
Yikes.
What is happening?
No, I don't know. I just really like that character.
Yeah, I do too, but so I feel like the movie maybe treats her worse than they should.
No, and I'm not looking forward to that. I'm not looking forward to having my nostalgia ripped from me. So how about that?
Okay.
Wow. See, it's so much easier when I don't care about the movie.
I know.
Because then I've got nothing at stake.
It's exhausting when you actually like a movie.
Do you think they got some singing on that bus?
Oh, yes. There's probably
Do you think they have like their own fight song?
Yeah. Oh, they do.
We're the Georgia Peaches.
I think it's like We Are the Women of whatever league it is.
Yeah, the Women
of the
League. Oh, Women League.
Nice.
All American League.
Why do they need a name if there's only one league, though?
That sounds like a thing.
Why do they need a name if there's only one league?
What?
Well, that's why I'm asking.
If I can't have a minor without a major.
That's why I'm asking if it's a regional league, if it's just in like the southern part of the country where they happen to be playing, and then maybe they'll expand it out to like the Midwest and the East Coast if it succeeds.
Yeah, I mean, why is there an American Airlines? Right?
They weren't the first airline, though.
Were they the first airline?
I'm just saying, like, you can have an American and a United and other things that claim a name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're arguing
about. I don't either.
Tweet at us. Hashtag, why Molly and Dan fighting?
Not going to apply to either of us. Not going to apply to either Dan. So.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I am protective of this movie. It's silly.
And we're like, I feel like Dan and I are mostly criticizing, like, how baseball
making
works. And like the industries that this movie is about rather than the movie itself.
Okay, I get that. I hear that. That's cool.
So they do well at baseball and then they win the game, but there's a sister.
There's
I think
drama.
They play each
there's
other
family,
in the championship game.
Yeah. So Gina, not everyone can win.
Gina Davis has a sister.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important.
And she is like, they have a beautiful relationship.
Oh.
And like, she clearly Gina Davis has been like protecting her their entire life.
Because their dad's dead.
I don't know, actually. There might be something about that.
Dad's dead.
Sure.
Do you think also their mom is dead?
Ooh.
Jeez.
No, I think just the dads did.
Okay.
I am trying. You were looking at me.
Yes. Yes. Mom's dead.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Damn it. Stick with my guns. Dead, dead.
Yeah. Oh, I remember the last time I saw this movie. Like, when I saw this movie, I remember thinking as I was watching it that the, like, romantic tension between Gina Davis and Tom Hanks was more overt.
Oh.
But then watching it the last time, it was actually more subtle than I was expecting, which I give credit to the movie for that.
Ooh,
where it's not really like they are, they're into each other, but it's not.
They would never act on it.
Yeah.
So they're keeping it profesh.
Keeping it profesh.
Mm-hmm. Plus, mm-hmm. She's engaged or she's married.
Her dude is off in the front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that scene where they take way too long to deliver. The telegram.
The ladies don't know
so
which
long.
One.
They don't know who it's going to go to. And at a certain point,
it's rough.
Tommy Hanks snatches it out of the guy's hand and is like, dude, stop being so dr-, you know, like, and it's very, very sad. But, and then of course, Gina Davis feels guilty because she's so relieved that it's not her husband. Mm-hmm. But anyway,
but someone else's.
Mm-hmm. Dance bet. Gina Davis's character, class act.
Yeah.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Do one of the players get pregnant or have a baby during the season?
Yes, there's a baby in the. Oh, it's a little kid.
Yes.
It's a little obnoxious kid.
Oh, and
kid
Tom
that
Hanks
drives
hates
Tom
him.
Hanks.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like Dennis the Menace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Tom it's Hanks hates a kid. Can you write that down?
Yeah.
She negotiates.
Trying to think of like other scenes that stand out in my mind. I know for sure there's like. I can only picture like Madonna like singing in a club, but maybe that's just Madonna.
Or Dick Tracy.
I don't remember that.
Like all of Dick Tracy.
I don't think she does. I think this is like decidedly her acting.
Yeah.
But maybe she does sing.
I don't know. I thought she was just
like you get Madonna, you gotta put her in sing.
Oh, but it's not good singing.
It's like I think they go out to like to celebrate a game or something in some town,
sure.
And then. I don't know. I feel like dancing and singing happens at one.
They definitely
moment.
Go
they
to
definitely
like
bond.
A group, like a bar, and that's when a lady that you like mm-hmm. finds a dude.
Yeah.
Oh, are there gonna be dudes creeping? Yes.
Yes.
Dudes be creeping.
There's definitely dudes creeping in the bleachers.
I think in multiple ways.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like,
for sure.
Also, just like misogynistic mm-hmm. in a like violent way.
Tom Hanks is a cat. Like he has to redeem himself through this movie. Like he starts out being a real jerk to those ladies.
Yeah.
And you will probably be like, "Whoa, Tom Hanks, cool it."
Yeah.
Cool it.
Ooh, is he the hot teen of the movie?
I think he is the hot teen of the movie, actually.
Yeah, and then they do a great job of juxtaposing like that lechery with the actual injuries that. Women sustain doing you know, playing the game because they have to wear those skirts,
right?
So they don't have any protection on.
Oh,
their
is there a scene of like some real bad road rash?
Yeah,
it's not road, but that type
rash.
Of injury.
Yeah.
Ooh, God, that hurts a lot.
It does.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
There's a line in this movie that my siblings and I really loved as children, where John Lovitz is in this movie.
Oh,
I forgot about
and
that.
He is like a recruiter for the new. American or United Lady League. And he recruits Gina Davis and her sister, who are Midwestern farm girls.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, they go out to the baseball field and he goes, "Look, cowgirls, grass, don't eat it." In a very sassy John Lovitz way.
Yeah.
My siblings and I thought that was hilarious.
So Molly's bet she's mad at Dan's siblings from several years ago.
Why?
Just kidding. I'm kidding.
Because I enjoyed a line in the movie?
I'm just kidding. Molly's bet it passes Bechdel Wallace.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Oh, yeah.
What if it didn't?
That would be amazing.
Oh, my God. Like, that would actually be, like, impressive, right?
Yeah. If it doesn't, I will eat my baseball hat.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Like, you would actually have to, like, try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to work really, really hard. Every scene would have to be about a dude.
And like every line between the players would have to explicitly never address each other by name. Ever.
Yeah. Yeah, they couldn't shout sports things at each other like, "I got it."
Right.
They'd be like, "I got it for you, coach."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, "I got it, Mr. Hanks. I'm catching it, Mr. Hanks.
Tell Gina that I'm going to throw this fastball, Hanks."
I wonder if they're friends.
Who?
Gina Davis and Tom Hanks.
I don't
think
they'd
be good friends.
I mean, I would assume anyone who comes into contact with Tom Hanks becomes friends with him, right?
Yeah. I would think so.
I think that's except about both ex-wife. Of them.
Am yeah. I right?
Except what?
His ex-wife.
Oh. Who's his ex-wife?
I don't know.
Oh.
Lady?
He got married and then got divorced.
Oh. That's when? Sad.
Early on.
Okay.
But I think, I guess, tweet at us, Hanks Heads.
Yeah, or Channing Tatum, like, if you got the hot goss.
Yeah, yeah. Jay Tates, obviously. His current wife, Rita...
Wilson.
Wilson.
Oh.
Is maybe like the other woman from early on in that first what? Marriage.
Hanks. Oh, yeah, because Colin Hanks, that's not his mom.
Correct.
What?
HanksDrama.com.
So did Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson produce that weird rapper kid that nobody likes?
What?
Isn't one of Tom Hanks's kids like a gross rapper?
Eminem?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Tom Hanks is Eminem's dad.
Yes. You heard it here first.
Wow. Marshall Mathers.
Right.
Checks out. Oh my gosh.
Anyway, I still love you, Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Be friends with Gina Davis? What are we talking about?
I was just asking.
But also, why like can't hey, why aren't you friends with Gina Davis?
Yeah. She seems nice too.
Yeah.
Maybe reach out.
Yeah. Connect. Make some real connections.
This is why we need a League of Two Zone. We're remaking Jumanji from here to the moon.
Oh,
we
sure.
We can't remake a League of
League
their
of Two
own.
Zones where Tom Hanks and Gina Davis are just older people and friends.
Yeah.
But also enjoy baseball.
They go to baseball games together.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, we should
wasn't
do
that
a League
Jimmy
of their...
Fallon movie?
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Or is that a soccer? Fever I don't remember.
Pitch. It was a Fever remake pitch. Of the book by Nick Hornby, which is about
It was a
soccer.
Remake of a book?
Not remake. An adaptation of the book, which is about soccer, but the movie's
made
about
it about baseball?
Baseball.
Got it.
Because America.
Yeah, USA number five.
Number five.
Did you know that final scene with
at the cemetery?
Are we talking about this movie or another movie?
I was
going to
switch to talk about the other movie.
Talking about Fever Pitch.
Fever
starring
Pitch.
Jimmy Fallon.
I've never seen it.
Is it Drew Barrymore? Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, and Drew Barrymore. Drew Barrymore. There's a scene in the finale where the Red Sox actually win the World Series despite the odds, and they go running out on the field and they kiss. And I remember watching the actual World Series finale when the Red Sox actually won. And I was like, who is that red-haired lady and that dude kissing? And it turns out that they just, like, shot it live.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do it live.
Wow.
It's going to be, why would you set that up if you can just take advantage of the situation?
So they're filming Fever Pitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Jimmy Fallon and Drew Barrymore are at the final game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in case they win so they can do it live?
Yes.
All right.
There you go.
Movie magic.
You know, and the Red Sox were not doing well until that movie got made. So
do you think they rigged it?
No.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Ooh.
Man.
Hollywood machine.
Whoa.
Wow.
Probably
diamond.
Red Sox fans, cool it. Just preemptively, if any of you hear this. Yeah. And I suggest that they did not win through merit and absolutely not at all steroid-laced muscles.
Or just out buying. Yep.
Yeah.
But baseball's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is one of those... What?
I like baseball.
Yeah, this is one of those movies where it reminds me that, like, as a concept and as, like, a cultural artifact, I love baseball. But, like, actually actively following the sport, I just can't do it.
So long
and
boring.
I can't do it.
Well, it's not only like the game itself is so long, but the season is so long.
Yeah.
They literally play over 100 games.
Yeah, but also on the other side of that, I think football is even worse. So I don't know what I want.
Oh, wow. Well,
maybe and that's only like, what, 10 games?
Maybe you like a different sport.
Or just don't care for sports that much.
Oh.
Oh, I will tell you this.
I like going to baseball games, though.
I like going to baseball games, and I love listening to baseball games on the radio.
Oh, sure. That's charming.
And whoever the announcer is for the St. Paul Saints is exceptional. Really paints a picture, uses language that I'm like, that is only used in baseball. It is really great.
Yeah.
And I would listen to that all day long.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So, hot tip. Try listening to that.
St. Paul Saints.
Radio
coverage.
It's like...
.com.
Yep, .com.
Okay.
/Totes Rico.
Wherever St. Paul Saints games are served.
Sponsor. We got a sponsor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So I'm pretty clear on how many...
You're going to, like, get mad at yourself if you do this wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're so invested in this movie.
Pressure is on.
It's going to be our rating scale.
You know, for the whole movie.
Molly is leaning back right
She's
now.
Leaning back.
She's like holding her own face holding in her hands.
It's a full count.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
She's really going to nail this one.
Mm-hmm. And the pitch.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that was okay. Ready? And the pitch.
How many Tommy Hanks nemesis children are you going to get?
And it's going out of the park!
Back, it's gone.
Wow.
Homer.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, you think that's a kid's name?
Yeah.
More like, leave Homer that Hanks. Kid at Homer, huh?
Tommy Hanks nemesis children, I love it. I fully accept this Excellent. Rating system. Because those scenes are great. If I remember them correctly.
Oh, I thought we were still talking about Eminem. Great, I'm on board.
Oh no, we're talking about the kid in the movie, right? Not Marshall Mathers.
No, Marshall Mathers is something.
His secret child that he hates or whatever.
That's not true.
We established.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Okay. Channing Tatum, please clarify this for us
and update us on who is still friends from a League of Their Own cast.
I would.
Yeah, that's right. We now have two questions in play.
Yeah,
there are two different friendships in play. For are they still friends? Were they ever?
Yeah. Did they friends?
Did they friends? Oh, okay. I remember enjoying this movie, but I also remember thinking, like I said, like things were not the way I thought they were, like the last time I watched it. Now I'm trying to remember if they were like in a way that was negative in any way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say 4 because I want to be cowardly, but I also don't remember disliking the movie. So I'm like bumping up to 4 to be safe. But still give myself room to grow.
Oh.
If it surprises me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say 5.
Whoa, that's so many children.
I'm not a coward.
Yeah. All right.
You don't even need this movie to be empowered.
No.
You're already there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I don't need to be empowered at all. The power is within me.
Wow.
Wow.
Feminism. Hashtag feminism.
That's nice.
Yeah. I'm also going to say 4.
Okay.
Because I feel like this movie's good, but Typical also I don't man. Remember anything about it.
That's true. Like you don't wanna,
I remember almost nothing, so how good could it have been for me?
Wow.
For him at the time, though.
Yeah.
He's giving himself room to grow.
But maybe I was a hot teen at the time.
Oh, that's true. You're like, probably like,
what are these women doing playing baseball?
Why is Tom Hanks only in half of the movie instead of all of the movie?
Yeah. And so I've cooled it, and now I'm ready. I'm primed. I'm at a full count to
Bases
knock
are
a
loaded.
5.
Oh,
what?
Gosh.
To give it a 5.
Yeah.
I'm ready to hit
a
home run and
plus an extra base.
Gets 3 RBIs. 4 RBIs? Do you get your own RBI?
Oh my God.
I don't know.
It's a runs batted in.
Yeah. You must.
Yeah.
Because you get that run and you batted. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Grand Slam plus 1 potential.
But these are children in this case, remember.
Yes. But I'm betting 1 Grand Slam's worth of children, which is 4.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah.
I was tempted initially to be cautious with 4 to protect my heart in case I don't love this movie as much as I think
I have a follow-up question for you
to.
After you give us your rating.
However, I am inspired by Beth K. Gibbs, and
hashtag feminism.
Hashtag feminism.
I'm hashtag going, sisterhood.
Did you, don't write down 5 before I say the number 5, Dan. Number 5.
5 children?
Oh, it's already written. Yeah, 5 children. 5 Tommy Hanks nemesis children.
Okay. Follow-up question.
Yeah.
What percentage are you worried I'm going to ruin this movie for you in the second half?
Ooh, 25%.
Okay.
Yep.
That's pretty good, considering how tense we got earlier.
Well, I mean, if there are words about that particular character, I wouldn't sit close to me.
Whoa.
It's possible.
It's
going to
be weird
because
we're in close proximity.
Yeah. And this is an audio format, so it's all words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, if my larynx is closed up, that's it.
Oh, no. I'm sure it'll be fine. Friendship. And with that, we're going to hit pause/space bar. Go eat some pizza, salad, and a frozen cookie treat.
Ooh.
And we'll be right back. And we're back. We just watched 126 minutes of American goodness.
Ooh.
It got a little heavy-handed at times.
Yeah.
I mean, anything more that can be described as American goodness will probably get heavy-handed at times.
It is way more heavy-handed than I recalled.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the name of our show.
Happy anniversary, everybody.
We're doing the show.
I just want to quickly mention that everything I mentioned before is pretty much wrong.
About what?
Oh, anything baseball-related.
So was mine, now looking at my initial bets.
Ooh.
They didn't win the big game.
No.
They're not in the Major League Baseball.
No.
They're not the Georgia Peaches.
No.
There was no crying in baseball, though. I got that one
right. Yeah.
Nailed it. Oh, and we also forgot about that quintessential line about baseball being hard, right?
Yeah. Because
if it weren't hard, everybody would do it. That was a great line.
Hard is what makes it great.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks. Oh. Mostly sober Tom Hanks.
Can we just jump right in with Tom Hanks?
Cad Hanks, as we called him during most of the movie.
Such a cad.
But also, like, lovable. It's deep down. You can tell deep down he wants to be good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I was trying to, because you don't like him at the beginning, but you also kind of do because he's Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
And then by the end, you do like him.
Right.
And looking back, I don't know when it swapped. I guess when he cares about baseball again. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the movie, I think, did a pretty good job of, like, easing us into him giving a shit.
Well, they also do a good job of easing us into him being such a cad.
Yes.
Because they have the John Lovitz character.
Right.
To be 1,000 times worse.
Like, cartoonishly.
Cartoonishly bad.
Ridiculous.
So that by the time you meet him, you're like, oh, people are gruff in baseball.
It's
instead
Tom
of,
Hanks.
Like, who is this outrageous person?
Yeah. I never really disliked him.
No.
I thought he was just, like,
damaged.
Yeah.
And he wasn't that nice to people. But yeah, when he and Dottie do the battle to see who's going to make the call,
so
right?
Good.
They're both making call
so good.
Signals from the dugouts.
Yep. Excellent.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Whew. And they get into a competitive thing, and he's like, who's the manager here? And I'm the manager here. And she says, well, act like it. That's a turning point.
Yeah.
I'm now just describing the movie, but it was really
cool.
But
he's, like, still an asshole.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah. But it was nicely done how they did show, like, his different relationships with some of the women evolving, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, obviously he and Geena Davis are, like, actually becoming genuinely close.
Yeah.
And, like, clearly respect each other and maybe more. And then there's that great scene in the end where, like, Evelyn, who he, like, screamed at and made cry and generated the DVDs, there's no crying in baseball scene.
Yeah.
At another point, he's, like, angrily, you know, gruff baseball managing him, but he's, like, desperately holding his rage in.
Yeah.
And it was such a beautiful moment where he's, like, just cartoonishly ready to burst. And he's, like, trying so hard. He's using every ounce of willpower he's gained from his, like, 3 weeks of sobriety or whatever to not scream at Evelyn. And he specifically says, work on that for next season.
Yeah.
Because he's like, you're still good. You still got the goods. You still can play.
Yeah.
But then you could tell it still took him, like, another 20 minutes to, like, power down. It was good. It was
that scene was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like he doesn't really change much. And, like, if you looked at him, like, and you're, like, a good to bad scale, he kind of stays in the same spot. The only thing is that he becomes less misogynistic, I guess.
He just
but
gives
not
a
really.
Shit
like, yeah.
About them
he
specifically.
He respects them.
Yes.
He goes from not respecting them to respecting them.
Yes. And maybe even respecting himself a little.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because he turns down a different job to stay.
Oh, right.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Money Marshall tries to give him a real... quote, real baseball job.
Yeah.
With the men folk.
We know that this is real baseball.
Yeah.
What?
This is real baseball.
Oh, he doesn't need to go to a real baseball.
Because they're a real baseball team.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Remember how I yelled at you earlier in the podcast about it?
Yes. I do now.
Okay. As a callback.
I can't believe I forgot that Penny Marshall produced and directed this.
I'm also surprised none of us remember that.
Yeah, I had it in the back of my mind and I forgot to say anything. So it basically counts as
Were her and Hanks like a team for a while? Because wasn't she involved in Big?
She did Big,
Yeah, I think she directed Big.
They released a 2-film team.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I guess tweet at us, Hank Heads.
It's part of that Anna Venn diagram.
Yeah, it did work out to have suddenly an extra element to our Anna Venn.
Although we already had Big in there.
Yeah, but we like were just circle. Referring to Tom Hanks in Big. We didn't realize it was a double dip into Big.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. More depth.
In thicker circle.
Also, weird, like, just kind of like offshoot bonus circle in the Anna Venn diagram. Not really Anna Venn so much as just our show. This movie was co-written by Babalu Mandel, who also wrote our favorite movie, City Slickers.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Ooh.
That one's rough. Mm-hmm. That's a rough stuff movie.
Do you think Babalu wrote all of John Lovett's lines? And that's
yeah. Like, we need someone to write Shitty Men.
Oh, and then, yeah, because I had to pair up with somebody.
Are we still talking about how great Tom Hanks is?
Sure.
Yeah,
okay.
Did you talk about him peeing?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it's established that he was like a terrible drunk and he wasted 5 years of his baseball career that he mm-hmm. would give anything to get back. He tells Gina Davis.
For even
at some
one
point.
Day. Yeah.
Yes, because wow. he's telling her not to quit because yep. he very slowly quit by drinking for 5 years.
Yeah. He quit life.
Yes, he did quit life. And then he fell out of a hotel room that he set on fire yeah. and broke his knee and couldn't play baseball anymore.
Whoa, I missed that part.
Really? Oh,
yeah. yeah.
Maybe I was getting some more salad.
Yeah.
yeah.
Maybe. So he is introduced just talking to Gary Money Marshall, who plays Harvey something.
Henry?
Harvey Chocolate Harvey. Bar.
Yeah.
Yes. Mr. Chocolate
Mr. Chocolate Bar.
Gary Marshall.
Yeah. Me and the other owners. Bleh. I don't know. It's hard to do Gary Marshall unless you do the cartoon version that Paul F. Tompkins does.
Yeah.
but first, yeah. First, you just learn that he's just a washed up drunk. And then when you first meet him, when the girls first meet him, he is an actual drunk and clearly has been drinking all day. And he stumbles over to the urinal pits that are still an important part of baseball stadiums. Yep. And it's not comfortable.
Yeah. It's like the only place you see urinal troughs
yeah.
anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a weird thing.
Yeah.
So you just kind of all line up?
Yep.
Yeah. And you just kind of have to, like, if it's a crowded day, you just sort of have to, you know.
Get in there.
Get in there.
Ever, like,
yep.
cross.
Oh, it'll happen. It can happen. Sure. Sure. Usually not on purpose unless you're, like, with your bros. You're
that's
like,
let's cross the streams.
That's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Tom Hanks stumbles to the urinal trough yeah. in the locker room. Doesn't say a word to any of the women. He starts going for it. It goes on for a while. May, Madonna's character, starts timing it. I don't think she ever actually says aloud how long he
okay.
was going for. Mm-hmm.
But also, she's like, she's
yeah.
like into it.
She's into it.
Well, I think what it is because she is a mischievous, sexually liberated woman. I mm-hmm. think she's at least like, oh, I wonder what his dick looks like.
Yeah, that's what,
you know
what I
mean.
I thought she was going to go look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She like walks, like everybody else is kind of standing back, and
yeah.
she walks right up there. And also is biting her lip in a very sensual way.
I mean,
way.
She's a sensual lady.
Mm-hmm.
But like a drunk dude peeing?
All the way,
I
May.
Mean, whatever your kink is, we support you.
I think it was just an unconventional turn
she's
of
mischievous.
Events that she is set up to appreciate.
Yeah.
Whereas other people might feel a little cowed or uncomfortable by it.
Yeah, May embraces chaos.
Mm-hmm.
May is the
mm-hmm.
Loki
she's
of
the
yeah. Rockford Peaches.
May is... not only a name, but also an attitude.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
I still don't understand.
I don't
it.
Either, but it's still
that,
a great line.
You don't understand? Do you? I can,
like, I
yeah.
may?
Can you?
Or you may?
Can you
like,
please explain it to
yeah,
all of us?
Will you sleep with me? I may.
Oh.
Like that.
Oh. It's like an uncertainty?
No, it's like
no,
she's,
it's like
she's
potential.
Teasing. She teases men.
Oh.
Flirty. She's all flirty.
Like, she's not a definite no.
Yes.
Oh, so the default is no.
Well,
and
in 1943.
I mean, 1945.
I think this started in 1943, yeah.
Got it. Now yeah. I understand.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tom Hanks pees for a long time. And at certain points, they cut to Tom Hanks peeing.
Yeah.
And I think he did a solid acting job of a dude finally getting to pee.
Yeah.
Like, I have lived that truth. And sometimes... like you there, I don't know. I'm sure there's like a physiological thing where like there is like, cause there's some part of your brain that it's like, we are getting such a strong signal from the bladder. Like it's screaming at us, deal with this. And when you finally do, I think your brain's like, good job, buddy. And just like floods your brain with like dopamine or something.
Yeah.
Cause it really is. It's
yeah.
bliss.
Yeah.
It's bliss.
Yeah. And then that hungover pee where he like leans right against the wall.
He leans
too,
into his arm.
That's like taking long enough, a mini nap.
All of his energy is going into peeing. Like he has no reserves left, so he has to lean on the wall. Oh.
Mwah. He crushes it.
He crushes it.
Get them statues.
He generally crushes it in this movie, though. Like he is such an asshole, but like he commits to it. And he knows he's Tom Hanks.
Yeah,
you know
he still knows he's Tom Hanks, right? A different...
You know what?
Oh, does he?
No, I mean, just because this is how I perceived it, I thought that he forgot that he was Tom Hanks.
Oh, that's why he was such a jerk?
Yeah. No, well, I think, I mean, that's why he was so... He acted so well because he really believed he was that character.
Jimmy Dugan?
Yeah. Wow. He really took on the personality and the traits and completely forgot, I am Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
And he just thought, I am Jimmy.
Do you think at the end of shooting, Penny Marshall had to like pull up, like, hey, Jimmy, come here.
Yeah.
And then just slapped him across the face.
And then he was like, oh, my
Remember
God.
Remember who you are.
Yeah. He's like, I'm... A 12-year-old boy in the body of a full-grown
I have to
man.
Find my mother. She thinks I've been kidnapped.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he still brings that Tom Hanks to it.
Yes.
Where the whole... It's still, like, he's still funny about it.
Yeah, and if this
like
movie...
Like, he's got funny rage.
Mm-hmm.
There's a version where it's legit scary.
Yes.
And you think he's gonna, like, assault the team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyone. I don't
right.
know.
Yeah.
He does spank... The like
oh he treats the chaperone.
What is that her
yeah,
job?
Like,
she's
like
just like
teen
the
mother.
Chaperone?
I don't know what
yeah
chaperone.
Yeah.
Okay,
but she's uptight. So
yeah,
ooh,
she dresses. Well, yeah, I know it's
well,
weird.
There was so much of this movie that was very cartoonish.
Yes,
and played that way.
Yes.
And our poor chaperone really gets.
Yeah,
she treated, gets get the cartoon
dirt
treatment.
Thrown in her face from Lou the bus
yes.
driver.
Oh, that was awful.
Oh, Lou.
I feel like that was supposed to be funny, but I legit was like, oh
just
my
felt
God.
Bad.
Yeah, it was bad. Although that it did lead into the biggest laugh line for me of the movie, which I'd completely forgotten about, which is where Tom Hanks gets woken up and he's in this drunken
so
bluster
good.
And he's just enraged because he's like, why are we not moving? Why is the bus not moving? And somebody says, Lou, quit.
Yeah.
And he goes into a rage and then is like, who's Lou?
Yeah, yeah. And then, like, it just keeps going.
I'm not Tom Hanks. That's why it wasn't hysterical when I said it. But if I were, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
And it, like, he keeps going. And then he, like, stumbles out of the bus and, like, doesn't even enunciate as he's, like, shouting him to get back. He's like, you gotta get back in that bus. So good.
Oh, he's great.
He's great. If this were, like, I think Hanks is... key to that role working. Like, if you remade this movie today, you got some fucking
hot
comic male actor of the day, they would lean into it too hard, and it'd be like some stand-up who talks about his dick for an hour, except playing a baseball man.
Yeah.
And it'd just be uncomfortable, because just like, this guy is such a dick, and that's all you could think.
Except I would watch Channing Tatum in A League of Two Zones.
Sure.
Oh.
Wait, who's the other one?
Is he the...
He's Jimmy Dugan.
Who's the other
one? Oh.
The other one what?
Of the two.
Oh, no, it's just a sequel. There's like two managers.
Didn't we say at the beginning that A League of Two Zone was just like Rosie O'Donnell and Madonna themselves?
Oh,
yeah, it was.
Or maybe Gina Davis and Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Is
A
League of Two Zone like one, like the
two
baseball
leagues
team
of two
is like,
zone.
They've... Yeah.
Two
the
League
women
two
have
curious.
Been playing baseball since World War II.
Oh.
The men never took over, and now the men get a team.
Because the women have to go to war.
Yes,
to women war.
Timeline. I
and
love
so
it.
Gina Davis comes back to coach the team.
Yes, yes, yes.
And now
yes.
she's a drunk, and
yes.
she walks into the locker
yes.
room, pees in the sink for
yes.
2 minutes.
I would watch this movie, Beth.
Call us, Hollywood.
Yeah, I'm not even kidding. This sounds amazing.
I just want to assure our listeners, I did try to do my due diligence on the hashtag did they friends.
Yes, she did.
You know, it's just not as easy to find out if celebrities are actually friends as you might think.
I just want it to be clear to the listener.
I thought it would be an internet search.
I want it to be clear to the listener. Literally, during the movie, at one point, Molly tried to surreptitiously speak into her phone.
Like, she kind of whispered in a way like,
and
I
like,
don't want anyone else
I don't
to
want
hear
to
know,
but
this
I,
is happening.
But then she was too coy about it. So then I looked over, and on the screen of her phone was the question, are Madonna and Rosie O'Donnell friends? And what did you find out?
Well, I found out that Madonna stood up for Rosie O'Donnell during the presidential debates.
Oh.
Said mean things. And then I came to a website that was so bizarre. I don't know. I wonder if I ended up on 4chan
was it
or something. Or
Madonna
and
Rosie
O'Donnell
like. Friends.com?
No, well, no, it didn't okay. have that. But if somebody anonymously posted, basically, are they friends? Please discuss. Are they friends and were they ever friends?
Oh.
Which is something I had never considered because they seem like friends to me.
They've got a great dynamic going.
They have a great dynamic.
Yeah.
And boy, as full of hooey as I've been in my life, there was just a bunch of hooey being slung. And it was being slung with attitude.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, sure, right. Like, people have to be good friends. Or, yeah, they're not friends, but they went to Israel together in 2007. So how about that? And this would be like, you have to be friends to go to Israel. It was like, I mean, it was probably actually middle schoolers. I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't
actually.
Think so.
Yeah,
was, really? Not that there's some, like, sixth grader who's like, no. Oh, Rosie O'Donnell and Madonna. Yeah, was,
two extremely current references.
I would love to meet that kid, though. If there's a sixth grader now who is like... very into the dynamic between Madonna and Rosie O'Donnell. I bet that kid is a hoot.
Yeah, can't we use that Mind Facebook data for something good, like what celebs are friends?
Yeah, right? Like which celebrities are real friends? Yeah.
.com/
Tots Recall.
Tots Recall. Yeah,
I mean, Dan, you can attest to this. It is one of the joys of social media to see Chris Ludacris Bridges post two muscly arm emojis under every single Instagram post of Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
It's a delight.
And Vin Diesel. I know they're real friends.
Right. Vin Diesel and Ludacris, Chris Ludacris Bridges, let's be clear.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, Vin Diesel and The Rock, not so much.
That must be hard for him.
Who?
Mm-hmm.
Chris Ludacris Bridges.
You know what?
He's stuck in the middle?
Yeah. But I think he's also like, you know what?
With those arms.
Family
yes.
always. I'm going to do my diligence to keep everybody.
Two biceps.
Two biceps.
Oh, it's like the middle child.
Sure.
Oh, speaking of sibling rivalry.
Ooh.
Man. I remembered the sweet parts of sisterhood from this movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They did not move me as much in this viewing as they have in previous viewings.
Yeah.
Molly did
you
and your sister
also
on the rocks or something?
That
or
the
what?
Last time I saw this movie, I was high.
Nice.
And so I think that may have contributed to the emotional interpretation.
What?
Yes.
You weren't feeling real feels during this
no.
viewing?
I mean, part of it could have been that every time they said something that like could have been taken emotionally, I was like, pfft. Dumb.
Oh yeah, we should for the listeners. Beth had a black little heart during the last the coda of this movie, even though it was beautiful and heartfelt. Mm-hmm. And these women are American heroes and family always.
Oh, and Jaquette did not realize this was based on a true story. Is that real?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Well, I mean, it's not based on a true story, is it?
The league really happened.
The league
well, yeah,
is
the
real.
League happened, but the, like those sisters aren't. Those aren't
oh,
real people. Right?
I don't.
I think they're composite.
Yeah, I don't think any of them are actually real.
Women did play baseball during World War II.
Yes.
Yeah, and they did stand in the V for victory during the national anthem.
Great.
That's real.
That was news to me. Though watching it, I was like, it occurred to me, I was like, this seems like a movie about something that happened.
How often do you have that reaction to a movie?
Not often. Okay. I don't think it's a common one.
Okay.
So you weren't watching Home Alone and like, well, I can see that.
But probably most movies set in World War II times.
I mean, some of them, not like Hellboy.
That's set during World War II?
I mean, parts of it. I mean, I guess the Nazis did have a branch of the cult and they were blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to get back to this sibling crap. I don't want Beth to poo-poo this like she's clearly trying to do. Let's get real. Let's talk about the touching, heartfelt, emotionally wrought dynamic between two sisters who are of the love of each other that comes against the love of the game.
It's true. And I would like to add, there was so much there was so much foreshadowing in the beginning, which I completely missed. Not since The Matrix have I seen so much foreshadowing.
They lay it on a little thick.
They lay it on a little thick. But I mean, I've completely missed it. I mean, one time it's pretty clear why I missed it. But I completely missed it before. But yeah, there's a great moment where she has her grandchildren are playing baseball. And she pulls one aside and says, hey, he's your little brother. So no matter what, give him a shot, you know, and then tells the younger brother to kill it. So yeah, and it's really sweet because that's basically what will happen at the end,
yeah.
which we have so many questions about and we should really talk about.
Yes.
But in the interim, I just want to say I thought their dynamic was so sweet and believable. Yep. And I guess maybe because I'm a little sister, I could really feel Kit's frustration with always being lesser than and in the shadow of her exceptional older sister.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really powerful and cool, and they showed it in so many ways.
Yeah.
That by the time she blows up at the end and she gets really emotional, you're not like, that's dumb. Why is she overreacting?
Unless you're Beth Gibbs.
Unless you're Beth Gibbs. Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Heart of ice.
I'm an older sister.
Okay.
So I'm like, quit trying to compete with
me. Wait, is that what it, how did you feel about that? What's your, wait, okay, first of all, where are you in your family's sibling order?
Either youngest or middle, depending on how you count it.
Sure. Do you want to talk about why? For Molly's sake?
Went over to Molly.
My parents are divorced. And my mom remarried and had another child with her new husband, my stepfather. But she's much younger than I am. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, I'm still the youngest because growing up, she wasn't around.
You didn't have that dynamic where you were like playing baseball with her.
Yeah, we never played baseball together.
Yeah. But you'd like talk to each other.
Yeah, we talked to each other.
Cool.
She's still around. We play Ultimate Frisbee.
Oh,
and
nice.
I realize that I am old and can't run now. And just run out of breath and vomit on the side of the field.
Oh my gosh.
It's a real story. I didn't really connect with it. I was never, my brother is probably more successful than I am. But I wasn't mad about it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Did you ever play sports together?
No.
Wow. Okay.
Sorry.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't a story of your life.
Did you guys play sports together? You and your sister?
Yeah.
No. We had different rivalries. Yeah.
Sure.
Man, I remember one time, because I think what really spoke to me less than the sports rivalry was how the emotions build up and the dynamic builds up over a long period of time, over many, many years in a way that most human relationships don't form that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the most random thing can be the final straw. And at one time, it was just a hairbrush.
Ooh.
I don't know what happened. I don't remember what led up to it. But before I knew it, we were rolling around on the ground, fighting for it like you would fight for a grenade. And it was ridiculous. And I think at a certain point, we had to acknowledge that because it just got like... But
who got the brush?
Yeah, who got the brush, though?
I stole it initially,
yeah.
And she got it from me. Because she's bigger and stronger.
Sure.
And that's the whole thing. I think that's the reason for the physical question, right? Because if you're... I think to be physically overpowered by an older sibling over and over again is a real part of what forms that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Because I have a younger brother. And so there was a point in time where I was much bigger than him and like could push him around. And then eventually he got much bigger than me.
Yeah.
And that was a sad day. Sad day for Beth Gibbs.
My situation was that if it weren't for our oldest sibling, my sister, if she hadn't been around, I probably would have gotten pushed around a ton by my brother because he was always bigger than me. But they were always too busy antagonizing each other.
Uh-huh.
So I just got to sit back and watch the show.
Light on by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was... I was intrigued by how little Dottie, right?
Mm-hmm. That's Gina, the old Gina Davis.
Yep.
Like, she wasn't very active in that. Like, it seemed like Kit reacted against it and Dottie was just like living her life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, like, trying to help out a little bit.
That's
okay,
kind of how it goes. That's how it goes.
Okay,
the older siblings just trying to live their life. And the younger siblings trying to like, no, I'm better than you are.
I think we can hush our mouths. And the evidence that I bring to bear is the moment where they're trying to make up after a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And Kit says, you won't even let me walk faster than you. And Gina Davis's character says, sure, I will. And then she cannot help herself.
Yeah,
she competes all the way to the end, which maybe is telling for the very end.
Are we going for it?
I think we should go for it.
Do we think Dottie threw the game?
Yeah, did Dottie throw the game?
That's the big what if.
Mm-hmm.
So to set the stage, final game, sisters battling each other.
Yes.
They really pair off. It's like
final batter is Dottie, right?
No.
No, is Kit.
Mm-hmm.
And Dottie, goes and gives advice to the pitcher on how to get her out.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't work out because she gets a hit anyway.
Yeah.
And then she goes all the way around the bases and is going to hit. I feel like Beth describing a movie. She's going to run into the catcher, which that's weird that the baseball is a very un... Like, there's not a lot of contact in
it. Disagree. Mm-hmm.
Except that one moment where they, run into each other every time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't know.
Yeah, it's part of the game.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think that's part of why she threw the game. It's because you've seen her multiple times get hit by the runner, and she never drops it.
Yeah.
She always has she would always have the ball in her glove, too. Not in her, hand, in her right hand. And so when she falls over... She has the ball in her right hand, and then she drops it.
Mm. Yeah. So, you don't think she just got clocked so hard?
No,
she got
I don't.
Her bell rung?
It could have been so shocking.
That's true.
Kit's, not even close. She's not even half her size.
But she's got that younger sibling rage.
Oh, that's true.
See so often.
Yeah.
I remember it being much more clear. I felt like it cut to her face or something. Like Gina Davis's face, and you can see it in her eyes.
At the camera?
She's going to just throw the game. But it doesn't. It just shows her hand on the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No.
What?
No, it's fine. We can keep talking about this. You just reminded me of something I totally forgot about of this movie that I now is my favorite part of the movie.
Oh.
Okay.
But we have to confirm what we think.
You know what? Yeah. And I think it was hard for her because I think she is super competitive, but I think she loved her sister more. So she threw it.
Well, that was that was kind of her whole... Dottie's whole deal was people kept trying to call her on her shit about you do care about this stuff. And she's no, whatever. I have Bob. I don't have kids. I can go home anytime. And then Tom Hanks proves her wrong.
Yep.
And then Kit kind of proves her wrong. And then she proves herself wrong.
I don't know.
But ultimately she loves her sister more than the other stuff that she realized she also loved. Except Bob. She probably loves Bob. Just as much in a different way.
Yes.
And I will say the line that really killed me, that actually did get to me, was at the end when the two sisters are talking. After the game. Mm-hmm. And they at some point they hug each other. And at some point Kit says to Dottie, now that I finally want you with me, you're leaving.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That was hard.
Oof.
So that was beautiful. Anyway. Yeah, I don't know. What did y'all want to weigh in? What do you think?
I think she threw the game.
You think she did?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she threw the game.
Do you actually think that, or you just not care?
I don't care. I appreciate that. I think it was from a filmmaking perspective, they intentionally tried to make it ambiguous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I appreciate that.
Like Inception.
Yeah. I guess I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah. I. Not in like a fuck this, but I like that it's ambiguous.
Yeah,
I like
too.
That we don't know.
For sure.
Beth?
Oh, I think she threw it.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I think, ultimately she loves her sister more than she loves, the team. That was what she had to make a decision
about. And also
about.
Even though she played in the last game, she still knew she wasn't coming back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She knew she wasn't coming
Why
back to the league.
Why can't she come back, though?
Because
Bob
it was 1945.
He said to somebody in the stands, that's my wife.
She wanted to live her domestic life, which, as Tom Hanks even says, Cad Hanks even says, who am I to tell anyone what to do with their lives?
Yeah.
It's raising her choice. Her choice.
Children is also a legitimate choice.
Yes.
It is, but you have time for that.
Does she?
Maybe she'll get what diseases people die of in the 50s. I don't know.
Maybe she'll get seven of her friends killed by a sniper.
Oh, that was brutal.
But also, so true. That is absolutely how those conversations are. Just everybody else got shot and I'm still alive. And you just dealt with that for 70 years. And then decades of suppressed trauma have created the America we live in today.
We are
Way
talking,
to go,
of course,
Bob.
About Dottie's husband, Bob.
Go to therapy, back. Bob. Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to ruin the country.
Can't go to therapy.
With your tie tucked into your shirt, Bill Pullman.
What?
Yeah. He had his tie tucked into his shirt.
I thought that was the style.
Like a service soldier.
Thing. Yeah, that's like a service. Was he in his uniform?
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Why? Why wear the tie?
Because you're still supposed to wear a tie because you're a gentleman.
Yeah.
You're a gentleman, but
if you're wearing
you can't
a tie, flap that
right.
tie. That's what I say.
The
flap
military the is about precision, not flappy clothes.
Well, then take the tie off.
You can't take the tie off because you're a gentleman.
Then you have just loose buttons.
What? Like, are you some kind of hoodlum? Some sort of gadabout?
Ooh, yeah, like gadabout.
Yeah, gadabout.
Well, color me a gadabout.
Ooh.
So I say, if you're wearing a tie, wear it out.
Okay.
Well, if you're, yeah.
Tweet at me, tie heads. Okay. Come at me.
Here's a question, though. What about like a tie clip?
Ooh.
Doesn't that like That's hold fine. It close to your body?
Yeah.
But he's saying just don't tuck it in.
But you can still see the whole it's tie. Like, yeah. The whole tie's there. You're not hiding the tie.
I mean, they just picked a uniform, and that was part of the uniform. You tucked it. That was just the thing. You
well,
tucked
then
the tie
they,
in.
They picked poorly.
All right, jeez, sure. I don't know. What about, I mean, like a bunch of other uniforms had just a bunch of crazy ropes and shit on them over the
yeah,
centuries.
Yeah, I like the crazy
You're
ropes.
You're okay with the ropes, but tucking yeah. in one tie what? Is too much?
Ropes don't even belong in clothes.
Yeah, well, they're not hiding the ropes. They're hiding the tie.
They're not hiding the tie. It's still
it's
there.
It's tucked into the shirt.
Just turned into Seinfeld.
Anyway, Bill Pullman's in it for like 10 seconds. He yeah. does fine.
He's so fine. Handsome.
He's a handsome young man.
Yeah.
But also, if I had my druthers, I still say the rugged sensuality of Cad Hanks was a little spicier.
Oh, yeah. Let's oh. talk about that potential hypothetical love story.
Yeah.
I don't think she's interested in him at all.
Yeah, I agree.
I think if she did have a tiny spark of interest, it was extinguished when he mentioned he'd already been married twice before.
Mm.
And one was a child.
I mean,
yes.
I think that was metaphorical.
Yeah.
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 I hope it was metaphorical.
I mean, he was probably also for like 17 or
yeah.
something.
Yeah. yeah.
But I really liked it. I liked their relationship.
Yeah, me
like,
too.
I think there's a very real moment where he's like, he finds out at Bob and he's kind of like, oh, maybe, hey, I like this lady. But then he like,
he's,
for,
I mean,
right
he's
like,
definitely into her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
but he also is like not a creep about it.
No. Mm-hmm.
Once he's like, oh, she's got a husband.
Yeah.
He's cool. For well, as gross as he well, is, he's not like.
It's true. I think he holds out hope that maybe Bob will be terrible. And
yes.
then he finally meets him and he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's truly 100%
one,
defeated.
Yeah, yeah. There is that moment where he actually meets him. He's just like, oh, shit.
Dang.
You're like this handsome, clean cut.
Very nice
very
person.
Very nice man.
yeah. But then he like is fine. He's
yeah.
not like toxic about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because
sure.
ultimately their relationship is a mutual love of the game.
Yeah.
The love of the game.
There's yep. no time for that other stuff when
but
you've got the World Series to win.
A nice, strong, platonic relationship between a man and the woman in the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would take one right now.
But also, I'm just saying.
I actually can't think. Can anyone think of a movie that's come out recently?
Oh.
That is not say, Gravity.
Think of a male friend that I have.
Oh, Yikes. No.
Yeah, it's very rare.
I mean, I guess like Gravity, maybe. But yeah. that
Where
was just
there
a lot
a
of mansplaining. George Clooney and Sandra Bullock.
But wasn't he a ghost?
Yeah,
well,
and he was like, and he was more just like, I don't even feel like they had that though, because he even when he was on
oh,
screen,
he was shitty to her.
He was well, he was just a cocky astronaut man.
Yeah.
Like they were coworkers.
I guess I'm just trying to think of like I don't know maybe Disney and. The woman who wrote Mary Poppins? Like, I really can't think of a peer.
Wait, Walt Disney
bond.
And the writer of Mary Poppins? Is
yeah, what are you
example?
Talking about?
That was a movie.
What?
Oh.
It was?
No, because Bert and Mary?
I think, it also had Tom Hanks. That's
I think Bert and Mary had a thing.
What are we talking
Bert
about?
And Mary from
Mary
what?
Poppins?
Yeah.
You think, like, the last time she came through?
Yeah.
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 When they were younger?
Yeah.
When they were younger?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I think that's why, yeah, I think that's why.
I don't know if they'd be banging, but they definitely.
Someone got their chimney swap.
Come on.
Hell yeah.
On.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Did they sweep? Come on.
Tweet at us if you think Mary Poppins and Bert,
yeah.
Bert the chimney sweep, be banged. If you think they did, hashtag swept. If you think they didn't, I don't know. Just
don't
whatever.
Tweet
just
us.
Don't.
I mean, it would be magical. Okay, never mind.
You're thinking of like, where is there like a platonic...
A strong platonic bond between a man and a woman that doesn't get romantic, and that's not the core of it.
I feel like I saw something. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Because it definitely happens every
it's
once in a while, and it's
show.
Very refreshing
yeah.
when it does.
I guess Mulder and...
No.
No,
no they have weird stuff.
They'd be banged.
Sexual tension. They banged?
Now, like the...
the remake?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think. I didn't watch it. Who cares?
I wanted... I remember feeling that disappointment with Lost in Translation.
Mm.
Or it seemed like it was going to be that way. Then have a big kiss at the end or something. It's like, ah.
They used some like whisper in the ear thing.
Yeah.
I thought they had a big smooch too.
I think he just... I don't remember if they actually smooch.
But it gets... It becomes clear that there's something romantic.
Yeah.
In.
Sure.
Well, anyway.
That movie's like 15 years old.
Right. But I'm saying like, you can have... I think that there was a slight spark between them in the sense that they were like two people of a similar age.
Hot-blooded Americans
who were both pretty lonely and mm-hmm. isolated because their own lives were like so, you know, just in the wind because of circumstance. Totally yeah. different circumstances, obviously, because mm-hmm. Tom Hanks was in a prison of his own design.
Yeah. They're around all that wood.
The what that wood?
They're around all the wood.
Oh, yeah. They're around.
Yeah.
And balls.
Yeah.
What?
What are you...
I'm just saying, all I'm trying to say is I don't think
Wait,
Gina
I'm
Davis...
Wait, I'm really not getting it.
Dan saying that there were phallic symbols everywhere.
Come on.
Swapped.
Hashtag swapped.
I'm just saying, I agree that Gina Davis was not actively into him, but I think there was enough, there was something, like, and I think she played it well, where, like, there was enough of an attraction there
mm-hmm.
where she was sort of like, I will at least, like, appreciate his company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Which is, there fair, is yeah. a little, but there is a difference between that and just them being, like, professional peers in a setting.
That's true.
Like, I feel like there was a little more to their dynamic than yeah. just, like, oh, we both like baseball. Ha ha.
Yeah, no. There was just a lot of mutual respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, I felt like they had more of a friendship than a work relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm trying to say like is I was... think Gina Davis was at least attracted to him.
Yeah.
That's all I'm trying
no,
to say.
No, I think so. And I think there was some what if happening.
Yes.
Because had she not been married to Bob, who
well,
knows?
And she didn't know what was going to happen. Bob could yeah. be killed at any time.
My yeah. God.
And she's emotionally distraught, and her sister's too busy making friends with Madonna, getting her nails painted in the back of the bus.
Oh, that's right.
Ooh, real talk bus.
Yeah.
We should talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That, I loved that whole scene where it was just like, they just would go to different parts of the bus and everyone was just having these moments of like bonding
mm-hmm.
and connection. Rosie O'Donnell is empowered.
Yep.
Because mm-hmm. she's like, oh, I'm with this weird unibrowed schlub because all the other guys didn't even look at me or whatever. But mm-hmm. then she's like, no, we're all great. And she tears up the picture and throws it out the bus window.
It's a great scene.
And then Evelyn is writing a song on her ukulele, which mm-hmm. then becomes the All-American Girls Baseball League theme
mm-hmm.
chant. What's the word I'm looking for?
Song?
You know, it's not there... like a jingle.
A rally
it's like
song.
A...
Yeah.
Rally.
Anthem.
Thank
Anthem.
You.
Yes.
That's probably what I meant. It does. Whatever.
And what's her name's learning reading
read.
With dirty novels?
Oh, she was so adorable.
So
the girl
great.
Who couldn't read. She was only in like three scenes, but she crushed it.
Absolutely.
Oh my God. That scene where she can't read her own name on the lineup was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It is heartbreaking.
But then also hashtag female friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Lady who we think is a Cusack came up to help
yeah.
her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Maybe Cusack's great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anne.
I think so.
I assume it was her because she looked mm-hmm. kind of like Joan.
Which sibling is she?
Ooh, great question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
I'm
know.
Guessing youngest.
What if they're not even, what if they're like cousins or something?
Oh.
Cousin Cusack.
Cusack cousins. Cousins.
Kissing. Nope.
What?
Doesn't work.
Kissing Cusack.
Kissing Cusins.
Kissing Cusins, but it didn't really work.
Oh! I just remembered for the second time the thing that I love because it was the Cusack who did it. There's a great point when they first get the league going and they have the on the home front reel.
Yeah.
Right? And there's
yeah.
these like very staged moments between the team members and the Cusack character, she's like, oh, she's also an accomplished coffee, whatever. And she's like very awkwardly pouring coffee into the umpire's cups and then looks directly at the camera and just mouths coffee.
Yeah.
Oh my
it was
God.
Hilarious.
That's the biggest
that
lull
was
of the movie.
Maybe that was my almost That was my second favorite moment in the entire movie.
She had another really good laugh line after the big sister tension fight where she just comes
oh,
in and
yeah.
doesn't know what's going on. I was like, anybody see my red hat?
And Gina Davis is, I don't know, she says
you
something
stuffed
terse.
Stuffed your red
yeah.
hat.
Yeah. A little terse.
Piss on your hat.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was uncalled for.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was great. They were all great.
Yeah.
All the ladies. We haven't even talked about your favorite.
Oh, yeah. Marla Hooch.
Hooch.
Yes. Played by Megan...
Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh. Can't read my writing. She was incredible. Quote, beginning unquote, to end.
Ugly one.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like, I mean, I don't feel like anyone is really ugly because beauty's on the inside. But I also don't think, I don't like, everyone's like repulsed by her when they see her. I'm like, she's not like, I think she's like interesting looking. You know what I mean? Like, in not a bad way.
Yeah. She gets reactions like she's the Elephant Man.
Right. Yeah. It's weird because she's not even like, even when you talk about like, you know, quote, like Hollywood ugly, like she's not even like weird enough looking to really be like, you know what I mean? Like, that's not the person you would think to go to. Like, we need someone who's supposed to be weird looking. Like, she's not even that weird looking. Like, but you said, like, she just
maybe
sort of like,
just the pure lack of effort was so shocking in the 40s.
Sure. I guess that's true.
She was raised as a boy.
Oh, her poor dad who's like trying to be kind of, I mean, accidentally progressive and is just sort of like letting her be whoever she wants to be.
But also the way he talks about it is like very problematic.
Man, he's an old man in the 40s. He doesn't know how to frame it.
He's probably got to pee real bad and someone turned him away from a restroom.
He's doing his best. He's doing his best.
Some good dads in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Rosie O'Donnell's dad.
Oh, just came out of nowhere.
He's like, oh, my daughter's here. I'm going to buy her a steak.
Best player on the team. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Rosie O'Donnell, her...
Staten Island Stevedores.
Yeah, her team, like, because all the regional teams were like, sponsored by various groups, and hers jersey was the Staten Island Stevedores, and I just got obsessed with the idea of her like actually working on the docks.
We got a whole crate full of harmonicas coming in.
Is that what a stevedore is?
Yes.
They unload the docks.
They do.
Watch The Wire season 2. Yes. That's where I learned it.
Me too.
That's where most middle-class white people learned what a stevedore was. I want to talk about the montage of this movie because they're really good.
Yeah.
And I want
they're great.
Whoever made Look Who's Talking to watch this movie.
Thank you. Yes.
And learn how a montage works.
Hey, person who made Look Who's Talking. Whose name was something.
Heckerling.
Oh. Well, we love Heckerling.
Okay. The editor of Look Who's Talking.
Yeah. Watch this movie. Learn something.
This is how a montage goes.
It's the Joe DiMaggio of movies. Go ahead. How did it go?
Oh, wait. No, now I get
just
it.
Like
that was actually really good.
Yeah, it was great.
I forgot it was a baseball movie. I thought she was just making a weird montage.
That it was a baseball movie?
I'm talking about
a league
buses
of their own.
Talking baseball.
But yeah, there's huge, long montages.
Yes.
There's a couple, but there's a really long one in the middle where they're just like, we're playing baseball.
Yeah, and the zippy
but also
Hans
being
Zimmer
friends.
Music.
Yeah. Mm. And like, they just cover a lot of territory of like, we're playing baseball.
Cover a lot of bases.
We're being friends. Tom Hanks is getting sober. And like, they move between the sort of music overlay montage and like quick little vignettes of scenes. It's just
it's beautiful.
Beautifully.
Yeah, it's great.
And like, the dumb kids in there doing dumb kid stuff.
Stillwell Angel.
I think she just called him that.
Who's basically.
Or is her name Evelyn Angel?
I don't know.
At the end, they only called him Stillwell Angel.
So I don't know if that was like his two first names.
But he's basically Augustus Gloop from
Willy Wonka.
He's like, we meet him in a little sailor outfit.
Like covered in chocolate.
Comically covered in chocolate. And like, that's how they get him to behave. Like, I've got a chocolate bar. And he like stops in his tracks.
And he's the reason Lou quits because he covers his eyes and nearly kills them all.
Yeah.
Because the bus starts swerving.
I mean, I was kind of with Lou on that part.
Right?
Yeah.
And I was also kind of with Madonna. Down. Like, I'm going to beat your kid to death with this baseball bat.
But also, like, just break hard.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
oh,
like
Lou?
Yeah.
You know, he's in a bus full of women.
Touch.
He doesn't
Well, these women are going to come up here.
I'm used to driving real men around, but all the men bus passengers are in the war.
And I used to kids on the bus. I have a friend who toured with a band.
Okay.
I think it might have been the Indigo Girls, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
And
let's just go with that.
Yeah, we'll just say it's them. And someone who was one of the band members, not like, you know, like the backup band, had a 2 or 3 year old who they had to travel with, and they're like, yeah, sure, we're progressive, cool, amazingly awesome group, of course you can
assuming
do that.
It's the Indigo Girls,
and
just
I'm just assuming. And they were driving through I think one of the Dakotas, I'm not sure, a very rural area, and they pulled over at a stop, and everybody got out and got some lunch. And when they went to get back in the bus, the keys weren't there. And apparently this child loved to play with keys and had somehow gotten a hold of the keys. Because I guess you just leave them in the bus when you go in, especially in a very small town. They were out in the middle of nowhere somewhere. And so they had to just camp out and wait. They had to call, like, find, like, some commercial grade of AAA to
Quadruple A. Single A? How do the A's work? This is a baseball episode.
Oh, yeah. Are you on, like, batteries?
I think it goes less.
Yeah.
Like, yes. The less A's, the better.
Yes.
Yeah. You just want one
right?
A.
A plus.
A max.
Ooh.
You want A.
At any rate, they had to call Quadruple A plus. To be able to get that bus
because the kid had taken him and just chucked, like, thrown him.
The kid had taken him and just run around with him and dropped him somewhere.
They're just lost somewhere.
Just lost
out at the rest stop.
I mean, I suppose if you had a metal detector on the bus, you could find them.
Yeah, but who's gonna carry?
I bet that kid got blamed, and really it was the Indigo Girls rival band got onto the bus, took the keys.
Oh my god!
And hid them.
The Violet Boys.
Yes, the Violet Boys came. It's like, hey kid, shh.
We play folksy male positive music.
Wow. I love it.
Anyway, I don't know if any of that's true. I was wrong about the entire first half of this podcast.
Sure, but now you're talking about, like, someone you know.
Like a story like someone told you. You're not guessing at how baseball structured.
No. Okay, let's...
Which we tried to figure out and
it's just so confusing.
Doesn't matter.
I don't think it's that confusing.
It's just old.
I mean,
it's over a century old, so it's hard to know, like, what matters anymore.
Two professional leagues, National American League, and then they, in the early 1900s...
1903.
Became the Major League Baseball. They started playing each other.
Yeah.
World Series happened.
Yeah.
07 or maybe 11.
Probably. I don't know.
One of those years.
It's one of those. Somewhere in time.
It's old.
It is old.
It's America's pastime.
It is America's pastime.
So America's like way in the pastime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And current time.
Sure.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about Stillwell and Tom Hanks' relationship?
Oh, so good.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Every time he shouted at that kid, I was just so delighted.
Oh, and then there's the... Yeah, go ahead.
It led to... My favorite scene in the whole movie. Second favorite, the Cusack lady mouthing the word coffee.
Yeah.
Ultimate, all-time favorite moment of this movie is right at the end of the World Series. Tom Hanks is fully sober. He's probably, like, twitchy and just wanting to win. Kids being a snot, saying he's going to lose. Tom Hanks just picks up a baseball glove, hucks it right at his face, and nails him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
The kid crushes it in terms of getting hit with a mitt and falling down.
Oh, so good.
He's so good. So I was good. Like, how did he act that well? Yeah.
Did he really get hit? I guess he did.
What is his name?
Stilts.
Well, it's now Actwell and Angel.
Stangle.
But it was Stillwell. What?
Stangle?
Yeah, I was moving
the
Stillwell
Angel in the outfield. Sorry, I just figured that out.
With that.
Do you think, I mean, in my heart of hearts, I want to believe Tom Hanks just improvised throwing a glove at him, but that seems cruel.
Yeah.
So let's say the kid's just great.
I mean, he could have, but they shot that.
Yeah, from a couple different angles.
Yeah,
so maybe he improvised throwing it at the kid, and then Penny Marshall's like, whoa.
And then somebody just kind of gently tossed a very soft glove at his face.
And then sped up the footage.
He kind of like rolls his eyes and then falls over.
Really good job of having that just like moment, that first moment of just like incredulous, like, I can't believe that actually happened, and then falls over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that moment of decision that kids have where they're trying to determine if they're going to have a full-on tantrum or not.
Yeah, and he was, I mean, again, like, this is kind of one of those moments that's, like, very cartoonish of the movie. Like, he was so ridiculously annoying, like, where they would just, like, there was literally a scene in part of the montage where he's just pacing back and forth in the dugout with a little bugle. During a game, he's just like, no wonder Tom Hanks threw a glove at him,
and
like,
it was worked into the score of the movie.
Right, Hans Zimmer,
zimming it up.
He zimmed it up. A lot of horns.
This movie.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes the music was so epic and sweeping, especially during the montages.
Yes,
but you never were at a loss for how to feel.
No,
I felt my feelings were fully supported.
Did
throughout.
You feel it was thick though?
Sometimes it got a little thick.
A little thick.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Not as thick.
I mean, Thick Williams is still the thickest.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
But Hans Zimmer is pretty thick, too.
Just, you know, a bit. But I didn't notice it so often.
No. Mm-hmm. I feel like for the most part he did okay.
You know what I did notice was that weird Madonna song at the end.
Oh, yeah.
That
poor
was
Beth.
A little tonally off-putting.
Yeah, real slow jam.
Real slow, like
and
a dirge.
And it was like... It's being played over all of the women who have come to the Baseball Hall of Fame because they opened up like a branch, I guess.
Sure.
What would that be?
Lady wing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wing.
The lady
yeah.
wing.
Yeah. About like women in baseball. And so then they're playing what seems to be a pickup baseball game.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
They're just for the love of the game.
Yeah. And the lyrics are like, this used to be my playground.
Yeah.
And like...
Yeah, I feel like the lyrics are fine. I feel like the minor key and the pace of the song
right.
really just make you feel like it's an in memoriam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels as if she wrote the song for Field of Dreams where all of the baseball players are ghosts.
Yeah.
And she thought like, oh, this is a scene where a bunch of ghosts are playing baseball. I'll write a song about death. And sadness and like the passage of time when the visual footage seems to be more like, isn't this great that these women still have this bond after all these years? Hashtag for the love of the game.
Yeah.
And it's just such a weird like tonal.
Yeah. It felt really like,
yeah.
I mean, I guess it kind of is like the feeling at the end of the movie is kind of sad because half of the people are dead.
Right. And it's not like, it's not like the league
continued
up to that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It did seem more like a joyous occasion of them playing the game. And it was like, I was honestly very impressed by all of the people playing baseball because I think they legit were playing baseball and they were like running hard and maybe like in their 60s.
Yeah. Some of those women, like they still could throw some heaters.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also it was weird that they got different old people to play, but then dubbed their voices.
It was only Gina Davis's, right?
I think everybody's voice was dubbed. Was Rosie O'Donnell's voice dubbed?
Shit didn't sound like Rosie
O'Donnell. I guess maybe not.
Mm-mm.
But it was definitely, unless that woman's voice sounds exactly like Gina Davis.
The casting agent is the best in the biz.
It's possible.
And Penny Marshall was just like, I don't remember what she sounds like. She also kind of talks like Carrie Marshall, obviously. Like, just get me an old Gina Davis. And the casting agent's like, all right, done.
Well, I mean, whoever the casting agent did a good job because for a long time we were trying to decide if she was another actor or Gina Davis wearing like old person makeup.
Yes. I am glad they took the route they did because I feel like it would have been too distracting to put all of those women in old people makeup.
Yeah.
And then have them play baseball.
Just in general. I mean, that too. I mean, that would certainly be distracting. Yeah. It would. I feel like it just would have been weird.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if any of those people actually were the people who were in the league.
So.
Oh, I thought so at the end. I assumed that was what was happening.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to really... Hey, Hulu.
Hey.
Hulu. If anyone works there, cool it. Okay? We wanted to watch the credits of this movie.
Oh, yeah. That was weird.
I would like to watch the credits. There's a lot happening. And Hulu, like every 4 seconds, would put up the screen that's like, clearly you want to move on. And guess what they wanted us to move on to? Stuart Little.
Two. That's what was so confusing. And it wasn't even like, oh, if you like this, you like this. Like literally in the corner, there was a text that said, up next, Stuart Little 2. Why the second one? Why would you go to the second one first?
You just watched a leader.
Stuart Little
own.
1 was right next to Stuart Little 2 on the screen.
Yeah.
Maybe that one's got more baseball in it.
Oh, maybe. Maybe the whole plot is like, oh, all the women and men are in war. Mouse baseball. That's the ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would watch Mouse Baseball, by the way.
Okay, Hollywood, are you listening? We want a League of Two Zone or whatever.
I think a League of Two Zone
League of Two. Okay, a League of Two Zone is Madonna and Rosie O'Donnell, right?
Yeah. Just being friends, going to baseball.
Having a great time. Like maybe traveling to Israel in 2000, whatever.
Seven. Yeah.
Sure. And they can play baseball in Israel.
Two Leagues, Two Zone.
Two Leagues, Two Zone. Gina Davis is, I guess, the age she is now. She's a drunk. She pees in a sink?
Yeah.
She pees in a sink.
All the women
are going to war. Women's World War.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And now the men have to play baseball. Yes. Because women have been playing baseball up to that point.
Yes, it's an alternate timeline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's got to come back and get all the hot men to play baseball. And they have to wear, like, banana hammocks.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's like, I can't slide in that.
Yeah. Oh, Che Tate is definitely in this movie. Oh.
Definitely in this movie. He is all the way May.
Yeah.
All the way Che.
Yeah, all the way Che.
Che is an attitude. Yeah.
Or you can just play Magic Mike again, except playing baseball, I guess.
Yeah, Magic Baseball.
Magic Baseball. Two leagues, two zone, colon, Magic Baseball. It's bringing both franchises together.
Yeah, it's a crossover.
Yeah.
Okay, but what about the mouse one?
Oh, okay. Also that one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just Mouse Baseball.
Yeah. It's just called Mouse Baseball.
Mouse Baseball.
Oh, but there's a cat who wants to play, and they're like, you can't play because you're our enemies.
No.
It's just like, but
it's like a really small cat.
Really small
that's
cat.
Like,
she doesn't fit in with the cats.
Yeah.
She doesn't fit in with the mice.
Yeah.
Speaking of those not let in, we should talk about the one scene acknowledging racism in the movie.
Yeah. That was strange.
But also, like, kind of necessary.
I think it was
I wish there was more.
I think it was good. Yeah. So there's one scene where they're, like, practicing, and, like, the ball rolls away, and there's a group of African-American women who are, like,
just hanging out, I guess. Yeah.
And they throw the ball back, and the lady is unexpectedly good at throwing
crushes
the baseball.
It. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I liked it. I thought it was a good scene of, like, acknowledging, like, hey, it's hard for these white women. Oh, not as hard as it is for other people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guess who's really having a hard time in the 40s?
Guess who can't even watch the game?
It was also, it was also like probably just a general acknowledgement. Just like, oh, hey, remember how baseball only had white people for a long time?
Yeah.
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 So, yeah. Real long time.
The only reason I say it's strange is because it felt like it was just like covered it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It was just like a very brief scene.
Yeah. But also, like, if they hadn't covered it, some critic would have been like, they were just not even going to acknowledge that at all.
Yeah.
You can't win.
I thought they did. They did an, I think they tried for that poignancy.
Yes.
I think they tried to be like, this is just the barest.
Because it would have been, because it would have been like too much if Geena Davis had like went over and been like, hey, how come you didn't try out? And she like, let me explain to you why I didn't
let
try out.
Because slavery.
Ooh.
But yes, I mean, it was jarring, but I guess in the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it was appropriately jarring.
Yes. Yeah.
So that was a scene. MVPs? My number one MVP is who I refer to as Denim Cowboy.
Okay, I'm listening.
A train stop where they pick up Hooch, I think.
Yeah.
They're all getting on the train, and there's just there's a guy, there's two guys on the bench of the cowboy hats.
Just in the background.
One's leaning over, and you're like, what is he doing? And then you see he's trying to strike a match on the bench, but he like doesn't get it, and he like really plays up like, man, this old match didn't go off well. And he's like all in denim. Yeah.
Tosses
denim
the match
shirt,
away.
Jeans. Yeah.
I love
it. Crushes. I want to see those two cowboys story.
Mm-hmm. Scene stealer.
Yeah.
He was so good. Because like, at first you're just thrown off because he was sitting in such a weird posture because you couldn't actually see what he was doing with his hands at first because John Lovitz couldn't get out of the way.
Yeah.
But yeah, then I don't know. And you got to wonder, like, how much was he even told to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's one of those background characters where you're like, was his job just to sit on the bench and maybe smoke? And he just went for it?
Oh, man.
Ooh, I hope so.
One of my MVPs was the, not the, okay, so they give you all kinds of context. Like, they'll do newsreels and that kind of thing to kind of set the stage.
Yeah.
And one of the ways that they sort of set the popular culture stage is they cut to a radio broadcast with an older proper lady giving her editorial
social
reading
commentary.
Off of the
yes,
and she's basically explaining that women playing baseball is the beginning of the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciated her, but what I loved even more about that scene and that moment is that there were three other identical ladies seated behind her waiting for their chance to give social commentary. And I would just love to know what was on their cards. Like, I'm sure it was like essentially the same thing, but I thought they were terrific.
Or it was like, ladies, remember to toss your hose into the collection barrels for our boys across or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was great.
They probably were not happy about that dancing that we saw in the saloon.
Dirty dancing.
You you want to talk about the dance rules? Sure.
I do want to talk about the dance rules because those are also, I mean, one of the, that is definitely sort of just like a group MVP.
Oh, right, because they go to Suds Bucket.
Suds Bucket.
Yeah.
Great day for a saloon.
Which they sneak out by poisoning the chaperone.
Yeah, it's that like a poor dance lady.
Hall.
Poor sure. Mrs. Whatever.
I mean, a saloon, they're going to picture like a Western or something.
Okay.
Anyway, so there's this long.
I just don't want to fight about
you
it.
Checked out?
Hashtag,
are you okay?
What are Dan and Molly fighting about?
Oh, yeah. And that can apply to either of us.
Oh.
There's this great scene. Like, once they get the Suds Bucket, there's this great sequence where, like, all the way May is just kicking ass. She's swinging, swing dancing yeah. like crazy. Like,
yeah.
She is
that
great.
That is
swing
fun.
Dancing.
That is what I wanted Dirty Dancing to be. It's more like that.
That kind of crazy swing.
Yeah.
She's going nuts. She's, you know, jumping between dance partners. And, like, there's this point where she's kind of like two main dudes. Like, just like a regular shirt guy and then a soldier. Like, a guy yeah. who's in his uniform. And they're kind of, like, clearly getting frustrated in more ways than one, if you know what I mean.
I do know.
going, like, with her going between them. And the civilian, like, he kind of seems to... like win, like in the sense that like the other guy kind of goes like, man, kind of like just walks off frame and they're just dancing.
No, May makes a conscious choice.
Yeah.
It's a very
there's
specific
like a part where
moment.
She's like, she looks right, then she looks left, then she looks right. And then she's like, oh, I want this guy. And then she starts dancing with the civilian.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then this actually makes my question. I have this like accentuates my question mm-hmm. I'm about to ask then, because she dances with him, finishes the dance. She kind of goes off to hug
Rosie O'Donnell.
And then uniform guy comes out of nowhere, leapfrogs over the civilian,
yeah.
and then cut to May's making out with the soldier.
Yep.
Yeah.
The one she didn't choose during the dance.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, in the rules of, I don't know, social dance club, was that like a power move to jump over the other guy?
Like,
because it
like
comes
yes.
out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, you assume that character is done. Like, mm-hmm. he has walked away.
Yeah.
He has gone, you know, he's like, meh, swiped, like, whatever, I'm done. But then he just does a running leap, and suddenly he's kissing May.
Well, you know, we don't see what happens in the interim.
Ooh, what do you think
I
happens?
I think it's entirely possible that we just got a glimpse at his personality, which is that he is willing to leapfrog another dude
mm-hmm.
to get attention, because she doesn't even see him do that.
That's
yeah,
what I'm
she's turned the other way.
That's what I'm saying.
So I guess it could go two ways. One way is that the civilian guy realizes he's defeated because he's been leapfrogged.
Yes.
And
right,
just
that's
withdraws
what I'm
voluntarily.
Yeah.
And the other is that's just an indicator of personality, and we cut to much later in the evening.
So you think that that shows that the soldier is just like willing to put in, like he's willing to like go forward.
He's really there to heighten his charm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Although, you know, I like the idea of like street fighting rules for
yes.
dance. Yeah.
Thank
no,
you.
I see what you're saying.
That's
I see what you're saying.
Cause,
I think probably civilian just hung his head in shame and
yeah,
left.
Because
yeah.
literally, I'm just saying, like, if what you're saying, because I didn't catch that, if what you're saying is true and May consciously chose the other guy,
yeah.
there is. For, I mean, logic, like for screenplay logic, there is no reason that they kept that in other than, holy shit, that guy just leapfrogged over the civilian.
Do you think it was improvised?
God, I hope it is.
That
and then Penny
amazing.
Marshall was like, hold on, you get to kiss Madonna.
I mean, we don't know that she didn't start by kissing civilian mm-hmm. and then, like, when she was done with him,
sure.
move over to a soldier
oh.
boy.
Sure.
Yeah.
She's a liberated woman.
I know, and that's also a possibility, but, like, can we just live in a world
where there's mm-hmm. dance rules?
Where there are just dance rules.
Yes.
And that was just a power move that civilian didn't defend against.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
he was a better dancer, he would have thought to not crouch down so low
yeah.
and turned around
yeah.
to be
don't
prepared for
yeah.
potential leapfroggers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Always look out for leapfroggers. Hey, teens, if you're out there in the club and meeting... people that you are sexually attracted to,
yeah.
watch out for leapfroggers.
Yeah. But yeah. also, women are not prizes to be won
thank
in dance
you.
Competitions.
Yes.
Also, cool it. Get
but
to
also
know a
cool
person.
It.
But also cool it.
Like,
yeah.
just don't even have that much energy where you even feel the need to leapfrog people.
Yeah.
Like, just talk to them.
Yeah. yeah. You can dance, though. It's not fine to
you can
dance.
Certainly
yeah.
still dance.
Have a good
yeah,
time.
Still dance.
Still dance.
Always dance.
Also, leapfrog if it's like a... mutual decision
yeah.
if
yeah.
you're just like, hey, this is gonna be awesome
yeah, yeah. consensual leapfrog
consensual leapfrog
fine.
Thank you
thank
yes
you.
You're gonna
yeah.
hurt someone with non-consensual leapfrogs
yeah
yeah
absolutely
more ways than one
yeah
your heart and their back
yes
yeah.
yes
mm-hmm.
also stretch first
yeah,
yeah. soak in a hot tub like Gina Davis did before she did the splits.
Fun behind the scenes.
I didn't even think about that she actually did a split.
What?
I didn't even think about it. Like, it didn't register. I was so swept away in the movie that I was like, oh, Gina Davis's character did a split. But of course, obviously, Gina Davis would have to do that, or there was a stunt
unless
double.
She forgot she was Gina Davis.
Oh.
And then did she?
Maybe.
She became Dottie and then did a split. Yeah. Because Dottie can do the splits.
Dottie can split.
Wow. Anyway, fun fact. I was reading this because we were, while also looking up if Rosie O'Donnell and Madonna are friends, I was trying to look up if Gina Davis and Tom Hanks are friends. And I ended up in some article where Gina Davis was just talking about the movie because it was apparently the 25th anniversary. Not this year, but maybe last year. Sorry. but apparently she saw in the script that she was supposed to do the splits. And Penny Marshall asked her, or Penny Marshall asked if she could do it. And Gina Davis said, just put that shot late in the production, and I'll work up to it. And then she nailed it.
That's incredible.
That is a profesh actor right there.
She's great.
Can I just say,
how about a cartwheel? Which might be what I would say.
Yeah. But you're not Gina Davis.
How about a tip of the hat?
Yeah.
How about I stand on one foot?
Right.
I would try different scenarios.
Right. But Gina Davis
just
went for
it. But not
Gina
Davis. She just says, no, let me work up to it.
Yep.
Dang.
Because probably what happened is Penny Marshall was like, Tom said he'd do the splits. And then just walked away.
Whoa.
Penny.
Yeah. Hey, she's a good coach. That's how you manage.
Yeah.
Play them against each other.
You know, just like in this movie. Remember how Tom Hanks played all the women against each other the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, my last MVP is there's a random catcher who plays for Racine who, when Tom Hanks and Gina Davis are having their signal off, and she's just sitting there waiting for them to finally, for Marla to finally come up to at bat.
Mm-hmm.
When she finally does, she just goes, oh, goody, and puts on her mask, and it was delightful.
Yeah. Oh, there was so much great. There was great.
Yeah, I like that physical comedy with Marla in there, where she keeps stepping in and out of the batter's box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's good. She did great.
She really
Kavanaugh.
Was.
Good job, Hooch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, before we get to our reveal, our final ratings, we like to read a review of our podcast, Toast Recall. And we have one. Thank you, listener.
Yeah.
A 5-star review. We got one of those. In the impression of a character from the movie. Or anyone, really. Is anybody feeling particularly inspired?
Well, I mean, there's rage-filled Hanks.
Yep.
It's fun.
Rage-filled drunk bus Hanks.
Mm-hmm. Drunk bus Hanks. There's Rosie O'Donnell.
Yep.
Any number of Staten Island accents showed up in this one.
Yep. Mm-hmm. There's I don't know.
There's a still.
Oh, like old timey radio
announcer.
Yeah.
That's women, girls playing baseball. Whatever. There's Gary Marshall, except, God, I can't even.
I'll do promotional old time propaganda promotion.
Okay.
Love it.
America.
But girls playing baseball. I must listen. I love this podcast. Two pizzas, two salads, one movie. This podcast has everything. Listen as these four hilarious friends try to remember classic and apparently not so classic movies. This podcast will remind you of why you love some movies and make you realize that some are better left in the past. You won't regret listening to this one. Thank you guys for making me laugh so much. My bet you will love this podcast.
Oh.
P.S. I love the pizza talk.
Oh, no, that's a lie.
Thank you, Celeste C42.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Girls playing baseball.
Girls
with their hands.
Yeah, we didn't mention how that guy totally buried the lead in that film reel.
Yeah, he does the whole thing.
Like, he does the whole thing and then questions it.
Maybe he was like reading and then he looked up at the
film. Oh, you think that was off script?
Girls playing baseball.
You think that wasn't part of the copy?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I like
that. We already got it. Too bad.
Yep. Sorry, Reggie.
So thank you. If you would like your review read on the podcast, leave it on iTunes.
Yeah.
Make it 5 stars.
Yeah.
Or leave it somewhere else. Make it. Max.
Yeah. Max it out.
Maximum
stars. Maximum
rating. Rate it to the
children.
Max. And then tell us about it. We only check iTunes.
Yep. Sorry.
Sorry.
Alternate podcast rating systems.
Yeah, podrater.com.
Sure.
Dan, you gave this a 4 because you wanted to be a coward.
Yep.
And you were.
And leave it room to grow.
Yeah, like I wanted to be a coward.
Cowardly 5.
Kind of, yeah. Like it was like I was worried it was not going to be great, but I also remembered liking it, and I couldn't see how it could possibly be that bad.
Yeah.
What is the rating? Nemesis Children?
Tommy Hanks, Nemesis Children.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to lie. Like, when that kid got hit in the face, I wrote down, like, just to note to myself that I would add one rating just for that.
Wow.
Just for that kid getting hit with a baseball glove, I would add one. And I'm not dropping it from 4 because it was a delightful romp. Mm-hmm. And unlike Beth, I have a beating red heart. And I was very touched by the last 10 minutes of this movie. Aww. 5 Nemesis Children.
Whoa.
Wow. Great.
Okay.
Beth, you gave it a 5 because you are not a coward.
Yeah. I do have a black heart.
Aww.
And I'm going to drop it down to a 4.
Whoa.
Because I really enjoyed it, but there were moments that I found to be kind of boring.
Mm.
Sure.
So I can't give it a full 5 stars because I wasn't totally engaged the entire time.
Was it because?
But it was delightful.
Was the problem there were just too many women on the screen?
Yeah.
Like, where are the men's stories?
Yeah. I want to know more about the men.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like specific. I just feel like the parts that were like so thick, like they're like, we're gonna make you cry. I'm like, okay, I don't need this.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how I feel.
Great.
I gave it a 4 because I couldn't remember it, so it can't be that good.
Yeah,
that's probably pretty good.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give it 4.5.
Great,
I liked it, but yeah, there weren't any like standout moments. Mm-hmm. It was just like an enjoyable, solid, enjoyable, other than mouthing coffee and the kid getting hit in the face with a mitt.
Yeah.
Enjoyable, good, well made movie.
Yeah.
Everybody did a good job.
Yeah.
Good job, movie.
Good job, movie.
Good
4
job
Nemesis.
4.5 Nemesis Children.
Nemesis Children.
Half a Nemesis child. That's disturbing.
Wow.
Molly, you gave it a 5.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to protect your heart at first.
Yeah.
And give it a 4.
Yep.
But you were inspired by Beth.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. So you gave it a 5.
Uh-oh. Okay, this is hard for me because I wanted to give it a 5 throughout. And I can't quite do that, even though it was really well done. I think it just didn't affect me in the same way. But then there were delightful moments that I'd completely forgotten about or glossed over. So I can't really fault this movie for anything, but somehow it still landed at a 4.5.
Is it my fault? Did I ruin it for you? As we predicted.
Yeah, I mean, that 25% came like more of a... No, I mean, I don't know. Like, I found myself reaching for my phone at one point, which is unusual for me when I'm fully engaged.
Oh. Yes.
When and even engaged. Though I was looking up information about the movie, that still is a pretty bad indicator.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I don't know. It was good. I think it was just those opening shots. Like, I realized it wasn't the same movie I remembered.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so schmaltzy and over the top. I actually kind of wondered if they just cut it out when they show it on cable. Because I don't remember having seen it. The part with her, the mother and daughter talking.
Yes, the beginning part.
Oh, sure.
I don't remember ever having seen that part before.
It seemed so surprising to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder if they just cut right to them arriving at the...
Well, or the scout arriving at the
dairy. Yeah, they probably would.
Dairy.
They'd have to keep the part where he's scouting them at the dairy.
Yeah. No, because I feel like it just doesn't... It starts with, like, her flashback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe that just part was just unmemorable before... but I still love the sister dynamic, and I think I got into it in a different way. So, yeah, I liked it. 4.5.
Great.
Oh, man, we didn't even talk about Ferrari. What was the name of the costume designer?
What? I don't know.
It was like Elena Ferrari or something.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
She designed specifically the women's costumes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the like baseball uniforms?
Baseball, mm-hmm.
Yeah, for some reason there was somebody who did the men's costumes and someone who did the women's costumes.
Women don't know how men's clothes go.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
You gotta break it up. Couldn't do
I never wore a dress.
What?
Well,
that's not true.
That's true. Though.
I've seen you wear a dress.
Edit
yes.
this out. Cut this out. I'm a man. I'm a full-blooded American
What's
man.
Happening? Yep.
This is definitely going in
baseball.
The past.
Baseball.
Oh, right.
Baseball.
Hey, baseball.
USA number
hey,
five.
We took out Hitler, and oh, there's that crazy part where, like, part of the fun of the games is where the girls are pitching baseballs at Mussolini,
oh,
Hitler,
yeah.
And, God, what's his name? Sorry, World War II heads.
Stone?
No.
Who was the other one?
The Japanese yeah. emperor?
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if it was the emperor. It was just, like, you know, one of the military. Anyway, it's great because that, I'm sure, happened a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, Molly
literally
hates
I'm so
this.
Sorry.
She hates the movie.
No,
she
I
hates
don't.
This podcast. Happy anniversary, everybody.
Anniversary.
Yay.
This is the last episode.
No, what? Oh, come on.
Totes Recall is hosted by Molly Chase, Beth Gibbs, Dan DeQuette, and Dan Linden. Produced by Beth Gibbs. New episodes of Totes Recall drop on the 15th of every month. For more information and bonus content, visit us at totesrecall.com. Thank you so much for listening.